From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. This is Jim Williams sitting in for Steve Ryman. Steve will be back again tomorrow, so we're just pleased to have you here. And we have a special program today. In fact, joining us on the phone today is UNM head football coach Danny Gonzalez. Coach Gonzalez, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Coach, Jim Williams here. I think I interviewed you when you first got the job about 4 years ago.
Yes,
we're
sir.
So pleased to have you here. I know you're an old Valley Viking and a native New Mexican, and we're just proud of all the hard work that you're putting in. And, Coach, I'm not going to do the typical radio interview with you. I'm going to just ask you about football. There isn't a question here that you had to prepare for, and I'm going to start right away. I am going to mention that in studio I have one of your reserve quarterbacks, DC Tapscott, and your good friend Roger Holian in studio, and they may interject as you you may say hello, Coach, because they can hear you loud and clear.
Hey, Coach, how's it going?
Well, hey
guys,
Coach.
DC's a huge part of our program. Got here as a transfer from Appalachian State and has really helped set the chemistry of our new team. And then Roger, I played with Daniel, Roger's son, back when I was playing here. And Roger's been a dear friend and close family and mentor of mine since I was young. So they're two wonderful people that you have there with you.
I love it.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, Coach, again, we're blessed to have you. I want to ask you about your favorite part of football. I know you're the head guy. You got to kind of like it all. But what's your favorite thing?
Well, it's going to sound funny coming from a guy that is very strong in his faith and all that stuff. But the violent nature of the game, running into each other, the big collisions, the aggressive play. I was a rambunctious little kid and liked that stuff. And that's, you can tell from a very young age what kind of kids are going to like football and what kind of kids aren't. And it was just, it was fun. And I grew up around it, and then seeing kids that were big and strong, it made it a lot of fun. And I love that aspect. That's from the physical playing side. And then the personal side of it, football's the greatest team sport there is, because you can add one great player and it doesn't change your entire team. You need multiple players. They have to work together and be on the same page, and it's not easy. It takes great chemistry. It takes a lot of people that are willing to share a similar goal and then get them to mix together. So the challenge of all that is what drives me every day.
Coach, would you coach us, our listeners, on how to watch a football game and pick up on more of what's happening rather than just following the ball? For example, what should we be watching when we watch this on the offensive line and the ball being snapped? What should we be watching?
You know, that is a great question, because there's a lot of coaches that struggle with that. You can put a coach up in the press box and you can ask him questions about what happened on the field. And if they're watching the ball, they have absolutely no idea, and they don't give you any good information. Watching, when you coach football long enough, even when you're watching NFL on a Sunday or you're watching a college football game on a Thursday night, you don't watch football the same as you do as a casual fan. You're kind of dissecting everything that happens. And you can get an idea where the ball's going to go if you watch the interior linemen. The most important part of football is, one, on offense, you have to be good up front on the offensive line. And on defense, you have to be up good up front on the defensive line. And you can tell 90% of what's going on by watching those 8, 9, 10 guys on every play. They'll tell you if it's pass, and then you can get your eyes on where the quarterback's looking. They'll tell you if it's run, and you can see where the point of attack is. Watching the interior linemen is 90% of football. And you would be shocked how challenging that is for people, and coaches included.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really love that point, Coach. How about defense? I mean, there's so much happening on defense and so many reads. Let me say an example. We've got a quarterback in here with us. One of your quarterbacks, DC. If DC was an opposing quarterback and he rolled out to the right side of the field, what are the linebackers, what are the cornerbacks and the safeties reading when something like that happens?
Well, you know, we teach them when they're when the quarterback's rolling out, if we're playing zone coverage, all the zones move over to the sideline. So we don't try to run to a specific man. We run to a specific area and read the eyes of the quarterback. So if he's sprinting out to the sideline, we're going to eliminate, because it's really hard for most quarterbacks to throw across their body. There's some that do it very well, a la Patrick Mahomes. DC, Dylan on our team, Devin Dampier, they've got the ability to throw it halfway across their body. Throwing it full field across the body is really, really hard. And so getting the linebackers to know, okay, it's sprint out. Getting the secondary to know, okay, it's sprint out. Now my zone moves over. If it's man coverage, same principle, except now you're going to try and steal the leverage. Burnouts usually give you some kind of flood concept where you've got three guys higher levels in the similar area towards the way the quarterback's sprinting out. You got to be able to protect the sprint draw, which our offense runs very well. So teaching them the intricacies of what coverage we're playing, what their responsibility is, and then how they can steal an advantage by what the offense is doing.
Coach, I want to go back to your earlier statement about liking the violent nature of the game and really hitting. Your teams have always hit. Your teams have always tackled well. Tell me about the leaders that we can expect on the field this year on both offense and defense.
Well, you know, on defense, this is our fourth year running this scheme, and it takes a solid 3 years to get everything that you want to be able to do and the kids to be able to handle adjustments. And you can call things up that you haven't practiced necessarily in the last week, but they can handle it if you did it a year ago. So schematically, they understand the concepts. Tavian Combs, our leader at Lobo, Ray Luatele and Alec Marenko are our two middle linebackers. Kyler Drake and Tyler Keeney from Las Lunas are our two interior linemen. And then on the outside, we've got Dante Martin, Noah Pollard-Gates, some safeties. Those guys give us the ability to do those things because they've been doing it for so long. Tackling and all that stuff, we don't break down. We teach you try and annihilate everything you run through if you miss. And we're running hard enough to the ball. The second and third guy in will make the tackle. I mean, those are the fun things. And these guys are getting so big and so strong and so fast. The collisions on the field are just so violent, not the great word, but they are. They're so big and loud. And for people to watch from the stands, you have an appreciation. But when you get down there on the sideline, it's a completely different vision.
Yes. We're on the phone right now with UNM head football coach Danny Gonzalez. They're getting ready to start with their season. It's going to be a neat schedule. You open up September 9th against Tennessee Tech, then New Mexico State on September 16th, San Jose State on the 14th of October, followed up by the Rainbow Warriors coming to town on October 21st, and then UNLV November 4th. Coach, as a basketball guy, I have to say this. I'm so glad that five of your six home games are played before the first week of November, because it's going to be warm.
Oh, it definitely should be warm. In a contrast to last year, when we kicked off against San Diego State at 8:30 at night, it was not warm.
Yes.
We've got a lot of day games. We got 4 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the day after Thanksgiving. I think we've got a really good schedule. You forgot the opener. Yeah. We open up on September 2nd at Texas A&M, which the kids are excited to. Yeah.
That's right.
There's a lot. I mean, we're under 3 weeks away from playing a football game, which is exciting for our football team and our coaches.
Well, and opening up on the road against a top 20 team, a storied team, that's not going to be any easy test for you, Coach.
No, but it's exciting because we love the challenge.
I love that. Coach, as you talk about hitting and different things, I know that your strength programs is one of the top in the country. Talk to me, if you would, incorporating that off-season training and different things. What's a day in a life of a Lobo football player look like?
Well, the crazy part that people don't understand is it's a full-time job for these guys. 43 out of the 52 weeks of the year, we can require them to do something that has to do with football. And that's, we can make them do workouts. I mean, we get up to 10 hours a week outside of their school schedule that we can lift weights, we can meet with them, we can do drills outside on the field. So these guys are taxed with, like I said, 43 of the 52 weeks, it's mandatory for them to do something in football. 90% of their time, because of the nature of the sport, is spent with our strength coach. we have a great strength coach in Derek Baker, who was with me at San Diego State when I was an assistant coach there. He does a phenomenal job with those kids. He does a great job, one, building their bodies and making them big and strong. He does a great job with nutrition on educating them, hydrating. I mean, all the importance of having to take care of their bodies. He's the bad cop. He's the disciplinarian. So when they do something wrong, he's the one that they have to answer to. But he does it in a loving way that they respect. And when you have that, because all those kids know he has their best interest at heart, which is the most important thing that you have to earn as a coach, is those kids have to trust you and know that everything you do is the best interest in them. And some of those things they're not going to like, but in the end, they'll realize that that was the best nature. It's just like a parent. I mean, a lot of times you don't just let your kids do whatever the heck they want because they're going to turn out like spoiled little brats and bad adults. So we're in a very similar role. We do some team building stuff within the weight room. We do a lot of things because we want these kids to be good fathers, good husbands, good community members. Because 75% of these kids that come here on scholarship, they stay in Albuquerque forever, and we want to continue to add to our community and have great people.
Awesome. Coach, we are so grateful you've spent the time with us. I really have just one more question, and that is really about your faith personally. How do you incorporate that into your coaching and your family and all that you do?
Well, you know, I'm very proud of my faith. I'm very strong in my faith. I share it with our football players. I want them to find our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want them. DC is a great advocate of that. We've got a strong group on our team. We've got guys that have requested to pray. They pray together. They touch each other while we're praying. We have great conversations. We have team meetings every day. I mean, we had a conversation last night about chapter 20 in the book of Revelations about the millennial kingdom. And I have a daughter with Down syndrome. One of our young men on the team, Jaden Wilson, he has a younger brother with Down syndrome. My 11-year-old has type 1 diabetes. And sharing with them, you know, find Jesus in your heart so that when he raptures his church, you don't have to go through the tribulation that's going to happen on this earth, because it's not going to be pretty. We all want to be with Jesus in heaven and then come down for the millennial kingdom when he sets up his 1,000-year reign on earth, where there's no more Down syndrome, there's no more diabetes, there's no more celiacs, there's no more breathing problems. I mean, those are the things that I'm passionate about and live for. I can't wait to have, I mean, I love my little Abby, and I wouldn't change anything about her Down syndrome. But I'll tell you what, in the millennial kingdom, having the first conversation with her and her not having it will be so fabulous and so exciting. So Amen. Just trying to share with our kids that there's something bigger than us. We have to give our lives up to that. Be a good person. Be a kind person. Love the Lord. Love everything about it. And I'm not afraid to share it. It's what I believe. It's strong in my heart. I think we have a lot of strong believers on our football team. And with my platform, I'm going to take every advantage that I can to try and help every person that I can.
Coach, I can't help but ask, how can our listeners help? And I want to mention to our listeners Name, Image, Likeness. I know that donations to the university, donations to NIL can help Danny Gonzalez recruit more athletes. Would you talk to our listeners for just a second about how they can help?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I said it when I took this job 4 years ago, I'll never be afraid to ask for people to help our football program financially, physically, whatever it is that we need. And in the new era of NIL, what's really exciting about the community of Albuquerque and our Lobo Club, where our Lobo Club, which raises money for our student scholarship, our student athlete scholarships and stuff that we do for them, is such an important role. And everybody was worried about, well, you can't do both. You can't have NIL, you can't have Lobo Club, you can't have fundraising. Well, our Lobo Club in the time of NIL just broke a record and raised over $9 million for our student athletes. It's the highest they've ever raised. That's awesome. In this time where young men are getting these opportunities. And if they have an opportunity to enhance themselves off of their name, image, and likeness, the better people they are, the more they stay out of trouble, the more they do those things. People in our community are very willing to help. A great amount of people can help in a small way. I mean, $20 a month. We have 4,000 people in this city to give $20 a month. That's $1 million a year that we can use to help our football team, our players fly back and forth to home, bring their families out to football games. I don't believe in enabling them where you just give them significant amount of cash, because 99.4% of these young men still are not going to make it in the NFL or a professional sport. And if you give them a grand amount of money right now, you're really setting them up for no success. I mean, most jobs getting out of college, if you have a degree, you're going to be blessed to make $50,000 a year. And if you've given kids $200,000 and $300,000, all of a sudden, that's what they're expecting and they're used to. So still trying to help them become young adults. We can help them in ways that can help their families. It doesn't take a lot from individuals, and we can raise a ton of money. So if you're interested, the 505 Venture, you can get on there. You can designate where you're $20 a month. That's $240 a year. That stuff adds up in a community like Albuquerque where we're close to a million people. So I appreciate that question, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach, in closing, I learned something about you today that I didn't know. We have a little bit in common. I have an Abby. She's my fourth of five children. She actually has type 1 diabetes since she was 4 years old. And what was on my heart to say about that was, I know your children are pretty young. My daughter's been a high school All-American in volleyball. She's accomplished all kinds of stuff as a type 1 diabetic. She's now a producer at KRQE. And she's a young lady that would love to encourage your type 1 diabetic child anytime they might need that, because she's been through it all. And I know it's a tough way to live, but I will tell you, it makes a very strong person. And my daughter, Abby's one of the strongest people that I know.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jim. I love that. Our Chloe, she just got diagnosed last Thanksgiving. Her goal and her dreams are to be on Survivor. That is, I mean, she just loves that TV show. And her thing is like, can I do a type 1 diabetes? I told her, babe, there is nothing that you can't do. It doesn't define you. It's just a part of you. It's another challenge. And yes, I would love for your Abby to talk to our Chloe, because all that inspiration, all that stuff is so valuable, especially to young people. And I mean, it's so prevalent. It's like I said, it doesn't define them. It's a part of who they are, and you can get through anything. So thank you.
Yeah. And I would say this too. I have two boys and three daughters, and I used to tease my daughters by saying things like, "You throw like a girl." So they would look at me now and go, "Dad, sorry, I won't throw it so hard next time."
Exactly. That's exactly right.
So, Coach, hey, what a blessing to have you on the radio. Hope we get a chance to talk with you again very soon. That opener is coming up at Texas A&M on September 2nd. That, of course, will be available for people to watch. And then first home game is September 9th, Tennessee State. The Aggies come to town on September 16th. All just an exciting schedule. And so, Coach, thank you. Have a great day. Blessed day. Be efficient in all that you do. And we're going to spend the rest of this hour with DC and Roger. So thank you so much for joining us today.
I love that. Thank you for having me on. I'm very blessed. And thank you for all the prayers and everything you do. And anything you ever need that I can help you with, please. I'm always here and available. So thanks, Jim. I appreciate it.
You got it, Coach.
DC and Roger, they're great people.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll talk soon. We're going to be back with DC Tapscott and Roger Holian right after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790. Or text 505-585-LIVE, ABQ Connect.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. I'm in studio now with two great guys that just love football. DC Tapscott, he is a backup quarterback for the Lobos, and my good friend Roger Holian. Roger and I were just talking before we came back on the air that we used to work together over 40 years ago at Nautilus Fitness.
Many, many years ago.
So we've known each other a long time. Well, and we were single. You had just come to faith in the Lord. I'd been a Christian for maybe 2 years, 3 years. And it was an opportunity to, you know, work out our faith and things when we were young, like this young man.
Yeah, we were young, like DC here. Of course, you know, we've been walking the faith thing for many, many years. You know, it's been a real blessing to watch us raise our kids, now our grandkids.
Yes.
But I tell you what, I've been fortunate to be part of the Lobo football program for many, many years. My son Daniel played with Coach Danny Gonzalez. They both walked on, one from Valley, one from West Mesa, earned scholarships under not Dennis Francione, but Rocky Long, who came along. Mm-hmm. Rocky, his Urlacher's senior year, I was asked to perform some of the pregame volunteer chapel duties, and I ended up staying with Rocky for many years, then Loxley. Now I'm around the team. more as a, you know, just as a supporter and a friend. Of course, I am an ordained minister, but
I said in our notes that you're at least in the top five Lobo football fans of all time.
Yeah, I love the Lobos, and I got a chance to meet this young man we're going to introduce right now, D.C. Tapscott. I called him by phone, and he's actually I wouldn't say backup now because he's him and Dylan Hopkins are going back and forth 1-1. So there's a good chance you're going to see him play on the Lobo football field. Of course, DC is a sophomore transfer from Appalachian State. He lettered for a season, redshirted one at Appalachian State. Of course, remember Appalachian State, who defeated Michigan many years ago in the big upset.
And yes. A&M last year.
And A&M. And A&M and last year. Thank
you.
You're
playing A&M this year.
Playing a couple weeks, yes, sir.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for pointing that out. I didn't know that. And of course, he went to Father Ryan High School. He played for Brian Rector. He was a finalist for the 2020 Mr. Football Award for Division II Class 3A level in the state of Tennessee. He was named Division II Class 3A East Region Offensive Player of the Year. And I've seen DC on the football field. This guy can throw the rock. I mean, he's got a tremendous arm. More importantly, what I think he's a follower of Jesus first. And he called me on the phone. We were talking, and he brought up the Lord right away. And anybody who is friends with Edward Graham, Franklin yes. Graham's son, which is a small world because I work at Faith Comes by Hearing, the audio Bible ministry, and we use Edward Graham's story to promote the military Bible stick. He doesn't even know that. 1.5 million of those went out to troops. Based on Edward Graham's story, which is it's a small world. But DC's here, and he's going to share a little bit, and I'll let him talk.
DC, you're competing for the starting job, but not knowing where you stand right now in that lineup.
Sure.
What is the most important role you can play in preparing your team for games?
Absolutely. Well, whether you're the starter or you're the backup or wherever you are, especially at the quarterback position, it's so important to prepare for every single game like you are the starter, because you never know. You're every game, every snap, you're one play away from the hopes and dreams of Albuquerque, and more importantly, your brothers next to you riding on your shoulders. A quarterback is the most spotlighted position in all of sports because you have the ball in your hand every single play, and it's my job in practice, on and off the field, in the game, to take the blame. You know, you get all the glory and you get all the blame. It's my job to take all the blame off of my teammates and in practice and in the game and then give them all the glory and make sure that my teammates are uplifted. So that's practice and that's how you build a team. That's how you build a dangerous team is the chemistry, and that starts in practice. And it you know, there are a lot of people use the word gamer, people who just turn it on the game. I don't really believe in that. I think you know, great teams are made right now. We're in the middle of camp, and I think great teams are made right now. And it's your attitude and your discipline and your camaraderie that really builds the future of the program.
It sounds like you believe in the process.
Absolutely.
Is there a process to being a Christian?
First step, I absolutely think there's a process in growing your relationship with Christ. First step is accepting Him as your Lord and Savior. And absolutely, there's a process. But
well, you teach a Bible study, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but is that kind of like a workout?
Absolutely. I think I use this example all the time. Is we have a Bible study that me and Caleb Mara, who's one of my teammates, actually started here this semester in the football team, and we use this analogy in the Bible study, which is it's exactly like a workout. I mean, you read the Bible for the first time, and a lot of these guys on the team have never read the Bible before, and so they come in and like, what does all this mean? You know, all these fancy words and old language and whatever, and it's. We explained to him that you know, the more you read the Bible, the easier it becomes to understand. The more God reveals to you, you know, if you don't know what you're doing when you go in, you might only bench the bar, but eventually in a couple of years you're going to be benching 225, and it's just a matter of time, and you have to trust the Lord in that, and He will bestow upon you the knowledge and the understanding. He promises that.
You football guys and weightlifting, Roger. When we were working together at Nautilus, I was benching 100. And you guys were up there around 225. Yeah, okay, that's a whole different subject. I won't embarrass myself any further with that. Roger, when you're working with a guy like DC, I mean, you're doing a lot of things that a lot of people would say is like a chaplain of the team. I know that's not an official role, but you're volunteering and you're just there for the guys. Have you seen lives change in your time being with the guys at the Lobo football team?
You know, it's really interesting because when you focus on the word, you really give them understanding, and you're really trying. And this is where I love Coach Gonzalez. He's an amazing man, and I would encourage our listeners, please come and support this team. There's so many strong believers on this team, and we want to fill that stadium. They can buy tickets at GoLobos.com. GoGlobos.com /tickets. Please come out and watch and support this team. If there's one coach you want to support in this program, this man does so many things off the field. They're involved in Down syndrome with his child, his daughter, and his two daughters. He goes above and aboard to help people in the community. I love that part of him. He walks the walk. And you talking about, you know, like when you're there, I think I'll give you an example. Sometimes things take years to develop, like he was talking about. You know, I was talking to Dontrell Moore at practice the other day. Of course, Dontrell Moore was an all-time leading rusher.
He has a few yards.
He has a few yards, and he was first-team All-Mountain West. I mean, he came that close to making the next level. And he also had a gigantic offensive line. That was back in the Rocky Long Golden Era days. Well, we got to talking about his daughter. He's got a daughter, and he says, Roger, I have two daughters. I said, you're kidding. And his mother, Angela, was a huge supporter. You got to understand, I watched this young man through the highs and the lows, through tearing his ACL at the Emerald Bowl against Navy, things like that, or Dr. Nick Spiegel, who's here in the community, coming up and just sobbing because I've seen the highs and lows of the sports. But when you're there for them, you know, it's that old adage, they don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. Mm. I'm there for them. I do not push anything on them. If they want to talk to me about the Lord, of course, I'm going to share what the Word of God says. And that helps build character. You're building productive citizens. These young men, when you see them, you know, back to Dontrell, he said, you know, somebody told me it's almost a curse to have two daughters. I forgot what his wording was. And I looked at him. I said, you know what my wife Gail says? I said, God gives strong men like you young little daughters to melt their hearts.
Yes.
And Dontrell just teared up, and he gave me a big hug. And I said, I love you, Roger. I said, I love you too. I saw it with Urlacher. There's something about strong men that God gives daughters. That was a God moment. You don't plan these things. Mm-hmm. But I've watched DC come into the program, and he has had impact right away.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unusual. Started a Bible study. He's influencing young people. He has got his priorities straight. He's playing. He's going. You know, it's easy to be self-focused on, it's all about me. I have to start. I don't see that with this young man. He's competitive, and yes, he wants to be the starter, but he puts the Lord first. And that, I have so much respect for him for that. And that's why I asked him to come on the show today.
It's not on my little list here. I don't have this question, so sorry. I'm trying to listen to what Roger's saying and picking up on. You really have three guys competing for the starting job as a quarterback. How do you consider them as more important than yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, it goes beyond the quarterback position. I think that Christ, if we follow his example, it's clearly laid out in the Gospels that, you know, if anybody could have come down and said, I'm the king of the world, I'm the most important person, it would have been him, but he came as a baby in a manger, you know? Yeah. And I try to live my life like that. Whether it's in the quarterback position, you're competing, it's competitive every single day with those guys. But you still have to, whether it's, you know, it's little things, whether it's pointing something out on the defense that you see, you might want to keep to yourself because it gives you an edge, but it's about laying down your life for your teammates. And I believe that in every facet of the game, it's about serving the guy next to you. It's not about yourself and whether that's in practice or the game. It's about the guy next to you, and it can never be about yourself, and that's when great teams are built.
You heard me ask Danny Gonzalez, your coach, about how can we watch a football game without getting stuck on the ball? And I know as a quarterback, you might not have liked that question because you have the ball.
Oh, no,
but,
I love
but
that
I
question.
I think the reason I was thinking about asking you this too is because you have the ball, but you have to understand what the other 10 players on your team are doing. You got to know who they're blocking, how they're blocking, and you also have to worry about the other 11 on the other side of the football.
Absolutely. You get made fun of a lot in practice for not being able to get hit, or, you know, it's not as physical, but it is the most difficult position in all of sports, without a question. You know, I have to do 10 plus things before the snap even happens to make a single play go right, and then quarterbacks, we have to drop back and we have to make four reads in under 3 seconds while seven guys are trying to take your head off, and you have to make the correct decision and the right throw, and you have to do that 30 to 40 times a game. And if you make a couple mistakes, you have a bad day. So it's you got to know what 22 people are doing and at every single play, and it's all on the line.
And you're smiling while you're talking about
it. I love it. I love it. I love having the ball in my hands, and I love being able to take the pressure off my teammates and being able to put that on myself. And, you know, when there's a minute left in the game and no timeouts, I want the ball. I don't want to be on the sideline watching.
What are the coaches after you to improve?
Right now, it's just continuing to drive the ball with confidence, which is something I've done my whole life, and it's just continuing to make the guys around me better. I think it's as a position of a leader, you know, it's the little things that go wrong on every play. All 11 guys have to do their job or the play breaks down. So it's doing my job, but it's also making sure to get everybody lined up, get everybody in the right position, and to be a leader on the sideline when we're done with our rack of three in practice or whatever it is. So it's just continuing to develop my ability as a quarterback, get stronger, faster, whatever it is, and then continue to be a leader.
One thing I didn't share was his numbers in high school. What, you threw over 40? Was it 40 touchdowns, I read?
Something like that. I don't know. I'm not a big stats guy.
Yeah, well, that's
a few.
I write for the Mountain West Wire, so I have to keep high numbers. When I read that on paper, I go, okay, that's a player. That's a number scream. You know, this guy can play.
Roger, you might appreciate this. You've been at Legacy Church for a long time. Mm-hmm. Pastor Steve, Daniel McCabe have both supported this program. One of the things that I tell our listeners all the time is, yes, KLYT Radio is on the campus of Calvary Church at 4001 Osuna, but this is a tool for the entire Christian community.
That's right.
This is a tool we should all use. We want to get the word out about who's a Christian, why they're a Christian. We want to hear those testimonies like we're hearing from DC today. We want to hear about fun things that are going on in the community. Because, by the way, this is fun.
Absolutely.
This is a blast, right?
Well, yeah,
going
absolutely.
To Lobo games.
Absolutely.
But here's what I wanted to ask you. How can church leaders in this community support the football players? Are they needing a home? Are they needing a meal once in a while? Is that against NCAA rule? I don't know any of that.
Well, for the most part, a lot of these players will go to their positional coaches' homes for holidays. Mm. It wasn't always that way. As a matter of fact, my wife and I used to have Thanksgiving for guys who couldn't go home, and we still do that. Mm-hmm. I'll invite guys over. I think Magnus, one of our guys from Switzerland, he's a big young man, 6'6", 250.
Yeah.
And I told him, you want to come over for a home cook meal? I would love to come home for a home cook meal. His parents, he lives in Switzerland, his parents.
Yeah.
They flew in. And I think the biggest thing is believers, if you could pray for Danny Gonzalez and the staff and go to the games. It doesn't cost a lot to go to these football games. That's been, Rocky Long used to fill that stadium up 40,000. We haven't seen that in a couple of years. If you knew what I knew about Danny Gonzalez, Sandra Gonzalez, Eddie Nunez, the athletic director, who's an amazing man, Eddie Williams there, Dave Williams, his associate athletic director, they have done an amazing job. They've brought in high-character coaches. A lot of these players, well, DC is a perfect example. You see the kind of character they have. Who doesn't want to support that? One of the biggest things is you can pray. You can't really, obviously, you can't give to them because it's against NCAA. But I think the biggest thing you can do is to go to the NILS. And I don't think that fans understand that. A couple of years ago, the NCAA allowed players to be recompensed for their image and likeness. Before, if somebody had, like, for instance, as an example, if I was playing football and I was a big-time player at some big school and it said Roger Holian, there would be money made off that name, but the player wouldn't receive any compensation, which frankly was wrong.
Yeah, that's huge for everybody on the team. It allows New Mexico to keep talent, and it allows us to get talent to put a better product on the field for you guys. And I was going to say the same thing, is the support is the biggest. I think having people in the stands makes such a huge difference in the energy and how you practice, how you play. It makes a huge difference. And it's one of the best feelings in the world to run out to a sold out crowd. And hopefully we can put a great product on the field that a lot of people will want to come see this year.
So then go to golobos.com. I think the image and like the 505 on the website.
505 Sports Venture, I believe it is, but 505 Sports Venture.
So they can go to that, and they can actually support particular players.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they can pick a player they want to support. I mean, $20 a month, come on, that's a trip to McDonald's.
Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you this, though, and I think DC is going to concur. I mean, he likes getting a little favor himself.
Sure.
But he wants you to support his offensive linemen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. They don't get enough recognition. My dad played offensive line at UCF, and those are the real skill players. There's no stats, there's nothing, but those guys are the reason our team goes.
UCF?
Yes,
wow,
sir.
That's a good program.
Let me do this. We got to take a quick break. We're going to have about a 15-minute segment when we come back. DC Tapscott is a quarterback for the University of New Mexico Lobos, competing for the starting job. Just a sophomore, transferred in from Appalachian State out in good old North Carolina. And I've got Roger Holy, and Roger works for Faith Comes By Hearing. We've had him on the radio multiple times talking about sports. He's a local sports broadcaster. We've been friends for 40-plus years. I don't know how that math works out because I'm only like 50 years old.
Yeah,
exactly. Just kidding. We'll be back with these gentlemen right after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Top five Lobo football fan, Roger Holy, in his studio with me. One of my closest friends for many, many years. We raised our kids together. Daughters played little volleyball together over at Hope Christian School. By the way, I have to say hi to Gail. I haven't talked to Gail for a while, but she's working now at Steelbridge, the ministry, and she was on the radio about a month and a half ago with Steve Ryman.
Great work there. That's the old Albuquerque Rescue Mission, now called Steelbridge.
Yeah, it's an amazing ministry. And we have Lobo quarterback D.C. Tapscott. D.C. is really just hit the ground running, came in, I want to make sure that I qualify this. You are leading a Bible study.
Yes, sir.
But that is 100% player-led. Is that correct?
Yep. I was at Appalachian State for the last 2 years and had a really core group of guys that had a Bible study that really changed my life and changed lots of people's lives on the team. And when I came here, you know, I saw that I never in a million years thought I'd be in New Mexico, but was led here by God, I believe, and saw that there was a need for Christ, not just on the football team, but in New Mexico, in the Albuquerque area. And immediately how can I reach the guys on the team? And it's hard coming and being the new guy, but got connected with Caleb Mara, who right away, who's one of my best friends now. We live together, and we started a Bible study on the team. And the first night we had 30 guys show up, and which is almost a third of the team, which is unbelievable. And so it's been really cool to see guys' lives start to be changed through that. And it's, of course, no work of myself or of Caleb's. It's all Jesus Christ. But he's allowed himself to work through me, which that's the whole goal for my life.
Roger, you've already mentioned to our listeners that you're asking us to pray for these young people.
Yes.
You know, and then absolutely. I mean, not just for game day.
Yeah, no doubt. Of course, you know, the enemy of our souls doesn't like when God moves, but we don't answer to him. We answer to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us all power and authority. And, of course, the word is very clear, go into all the world and preach the gospel. You know, you and I have been saved for many, many years, and it's so refreshing. I can kind of give our listeners a bird's-eye view of Lobo football. I've been blessed to be part of this program so long. I've seen what works, what doesn't work. I've seen Dennis Franchione come here, set a foundation. He was an offensive-minded coach. Of course, they were huge back then. Four guys got drafted in the NFL, five actually, Ramus McDonald, Steve McGarahan. Back then, we had NFL scouts coming. That was an amazing team. They went to the WAC championship. That's the game that Danny talks about they lost in the WAC championship. I was there watching Danny and my son play. Didn't know that in 1999-2000, the old chaplain, who was a volunteer like I am, asked me, would you like to help with the team? Didn't know I'd be there for 9 years with Rocky, you know, and Rocky would allow this on the team because he said it was very important to people.
Yes.
Rocky had a huge influence on Danny Gonzalez. Danny Gonzalez is the byproduct of Rocky Long, Herm Edwards. Remember Herm, who coached the Jets at ASU? Mm-hmm. People don't realize Coach Gonzalez had offers to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of I know because I write for the Mountain West.
He was the defensive coordinator at Arizona State before he came here.
And at San Diego State. As a matter of fact, let me tell you, Rocky Long left this year not because he jumped ship. He went because there was an opportunity he couldn't pass up. Syracuse offered him a good chunk to go teach him that defense. Well, the guy before that, Tony White, went to Nebraska. That's who Danny Gonzalez actually coached. It's a small world. So Coach Gonzalez, people don't realize how sharp he is. He's very intelligent, but he loves the Lord. He's got a memory like an elephant. And I knew at some point when the Lobos got talent here, he made this statement, coaches don't win games, talent does. You have to have talent. We now have talent on the team.
Absolutely.
It's mind-blowing, the difference.
Yep. It's come to a game and you'll see, but Coach G says constantly says it's the most talented team he's been a part of in a long time, and I believe that firsthand. I get to throw to a lot of talented guys every day, and I've been very well protected, but the defense has also given us a run for our money every day. So it's been a back-and-forth battle through camp, but it's a very talented team.
And let me explain how that talent came into being, because it's so important to understand. When Coach Gonzalez got here, he was going by an old template that many coaches go, where they develop high school players. And, you know, you develop a freshman. Normally, they redshirt them. They don't really play. Brian Urlacher was probably a bad example because he was a superstar right out of the gate. But with the transfer portal implemented, it changed everything. So now coaches, if you notice, high school scholarships have been cut by 50% because now coaches, it's very much like a free agency in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You have 8,000 to 10,000 guys that are going in the transfer portal, and coaches have an option to take a high school athlete, wait 3 years, or take a player who could potentially help his team right away. This year, the Lobos have 41 transfers. Mm. Two of those guys are from TCU. Yes, TCU. They were playing in the national championship. And you'd ask yourself, why would they come here? Because those programs are so deep in that position. We're talking 3-4-star athletes. J.D. Washington, number zero?
D.J.
Washington, 6'4", TCU receiver, was on TCU playing in the national championship. Now what happens is these programs like New Mexico can say, do you want to play? Well, what athlete doesn't want to play? Mm-hmm. So the NCAA finally stopped the multitude of transfers. They can transfer once, and I hope they hold to that. So when these players that Coach Gonzalez has convinced to come here are here for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So we have 41 brand-new players. You see D.C. in front of you. D.C. could start with a lot of programs. He's competing because we have competition, and that's good. Our running back spot, I've never seen the running backs as loaded. Wait till you see them. I mark it down, guys. I know football. I've been on NFL chapels. I know football. We have one of the most talented running backs rooms I've ever seen.
Yeah. I would absolutely back that up. Yep.
And who are they?
Oh, we got a lot. We got a new transfer week. We call him Bill from Alabama State. We have
6'1", 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's a bruiser. He's going to run through your face. You know,
had 1,300 yards last year.
Yes, you got Andrew Henry, who was a baller. I actually played against him at App State. He was at Louisiana Monroe. We got Christian Washington. We got Sherrod White. We are absolutely loaded at the running back position. We have 4 or 5 guys who are going to make an impact and could make an impact for a lot of different schools. But choose to be here and compete, and it's been special to watch so far.
And then you have Dorian Lewis.
Local
players, they'll understand that.
And Zach V. Hill.
Player of the Year.
Gatorade Player of the Year. I mean, I've named 6 guys who could easily all play.
Yep.
So it's going to be special.
So, D.C., how do you go from Nashville to North Carolina at Appalachian State to New Mexico?
Yeah, I believe that, your footsteps are planted by God. I didn't think I'd be at App State ever, and through recruiting in high school, you know, I had lots of opportunities to go play for some big name schools. But I've always been a firm believer that football is the greatest sport in the world, but it's the greatest sport in the world because of the people you're around and the relationships you make. And App State had some unbelievable people, and had an opportunity to go there and be around what I love, which is I love to hunt and fish, I love the outdoors. So I was able to be out of my dorm in 5 minutes and
hey, by
and
the way,
fish.
You mentioned mountains in North Carolina. Come on, man. These are mountains.
Yeah.
We're looking at the Sandias out the window right now.
I had thought about New Mexico maybe a handful of times in my life. And Coach Vincent, who's our offensive coordinator, he recruited me very, very hard when he was at UAB. And when I hit the portal, he had just recently gotten the job here. And there was no question. There were some other places I could have gone, but I got in the portal and he was the coach here and he said, I want you to come with me. There wasn't much of a choice because of the kind of person he is and the kind of, once I met Coach G, there was no question. Just the people that I've been around in New Mexico, I believe God 100% led me here. And it's been an unbelievable time so far.
I'm glad he brought up Coach Vincent, because that your listeners are going to want to hear about Coach Vincent. Brian Vincent at UAB, they actually shut that program down a few years ago, and then they started it back up. He's the offensive coordinator that Coach Gonzalez has brought in. They run kind of a zone read. DC knows some more of the technicals than I do, but it's a zone read basically, and they have a quarterback. This system, McBride was second in rushing last year under this system behind Brad Roberts from Air Force. Well, they run the triple option. I know a lot about Air Force, and they're going to do good.
Multiple years, they led the country in yards per reception. He was the head coach there last year, actually. And if this speaks to the kind of person he is, we know he's a great coach. Our offense is going to be, it's going to be different this year. And it was at UAB, but they were considering either bringing in a new head coach at UAB or keeping him. And all the players wrote a letter to the athletic director, asking that Coach Vincent be held on as the head coach, at UAB. And that doesn't happen unless you are a player's coach and the people love you. I would run through a wall for Coach Vincent, and I think that everybody in the program would say the same.
And they end up hiring Trent Dilfer.
They hired Trent Dilfer, which he was a high school coach in my hometown. I actually played against him in high school. But Coach Vincent is one of the best people in the sport in the country. So I'm just blessed to be able to play for him.
So I'm saying all that to say this, guys. You for the Lobo fans out there, yes, it's been dry for offense. We're last. The FBS, that ain't happening this year. I promise you. I've seen this offense, and this offense has running backs that can go to the house on any given play. They have some receivers. We're talking deep threads. You know, you always hear that term spread the field. This offense spreads the field. So you combine that with the Rocky Long, because Rocky kind of invented it. He kind of borrowed it and evolved it under Jolie Morrison, I believe it was, in Oregon State. But Rocky's running it at Syracuse. But Danny Gonzalez has coached this defense for many, many years under Rocky. And Troy Reffitt. Troy Reffitt's coached this offense for this defense for 18 years. So you combine the 3-3-5 with Troy Vincent's offense with players like this. It's going to be a fun, fun year to go watch the Lobos this year, guys. Please go out and support them. It's golobos.com/tickets, and then go to the NILS and support one of these players if you can.
Actually, the season tickets are a pretty good deal. We're a nonprofit station, so we can't typically do commercials, but for a nonprofit and educational deal, we can. And
good deal.
I'm about community things. I think there's no better way to reach out to children in our community, buy some tickets to go see the Lobos, and take a group of kids out to see it. I mean, it starts the dream. Is that how it started for you? When did you see your first football game, DC?
Oh, it started since I can remember. I mean, I can remember catching timing patterns from my dad on the couch. I was a kid, I wanted to play football and follow in his footsteps. I watched my first football game probably when I was a year old. I mean, I can remember being in preschool, and my dad said, "We're going to go to the local high school game." And I remember I would find gloves. I remember finding a pair of gloves that were in the pre-K and putting them on and pretending like I was a receiver of the local high school team. So it's been since I can remember, and I've loved it my entire life.
How does it feel when you have one of these streaking fast wide receivers and you throw that ball and you watch it out of your hand and you see them catch it? And then they're holding up both their arms at the end of the play. Do you like that?
Absolutely. It makes your job a lot easier when you just put it up and trust your guy to go get it, and he's going to go get it.
But you know what people forget? While you're looking at that receiver, you're not just looking at one. You're looking at two, three, four receivers. And you got at least three guys, maybe six guys, breathing down your neck, ready to knock your head off.
Absolutely. It's funny. A lot of people think I'm looking at the receivers. You can't look at the receivers. If you're looking at the receivers, you will not be a successful quarterback. You're looking at the defense, and you have to trust your guys to be where they're supposed to be.
Oh,
and
a lot of that's times, interesting.
And a lot of times you're going to be thrown to a spot, you know, and you have to trust the guy to be there. And if he's not, the play's dead. But I'm blessed right now where I've got a lot of guys who are going to be where they're supposed to be. And even if I don't put the ball where it's supposed to be, they're still going to be there. And when those 50-50 balls turn into 80-20 balls for our side, that's when things can get exciting.
He's fast, too. This guy, he's got some wheels.
You got some wheels?
He's got, yeah.
He can get out of trouble?
He's quick. I have to give him credit there. I watched him. I was surprised how quick he was, like when they run, you know, a design keeper up in the middle of the field.
What a fun show. Lobo football head coach Danny Gonzalez on for the first segment. We've had quarterback DC Tapscott. David Charles, can I tell our listeners
sure.
that?
Yeah,
you
got to
pray for this guy. He's competing for the starting job. And our friend Roger Holian doing a lot of ministry work down there at the university. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.